The Tea and Sanctuary Advent Calendar 2023 with Emma Newman. Day 24. So if you're listening to this on the day of release, it's Christmas Eve, and so of course you may well be thinking about presents. And the feeling that I want to talk about today is one that hopefully you will experience, if not the next day. Of course, you may be listening to this a long time after Christmas, but this is something that can happen on other days as well. It's the feeling when you see somebody unwrap a present that you've either made for them or carefully picked for them, and you see that you got it exactly right, that they are genuinely delighted. That is just the loveliest feeling when you know you've got it right and someone you love has been made happy by something that you've put effort into. Funnily enough, I've been experiencing that feeling in a slightly different form doing this Advent calendar, because I'm recording this particular episode a few days after it started, and people have been saying how much they're enjoying it. That is like a little mini version of that feeling. I've made this in the hope of giving people a few minutes of coziness and making you feel happy and warm, just a little bit every day. And having had the first couple of days go out there and having people say how much they're enjoying it means just such a huge amount to me. It is like this feeling. So if you're one of the people who's been saying kind things to me online in response to these little Advent calendar episodes, thank you. You've been giving this to me every day, and I'm very grateful. So the episode that I want to talk about today is widely viewed as one of the greats of Star Trek Next Generation, and it is The Inner Light. And this is from Season 5, it's Episode 25. And I just think that it is one of the most extraordinary pieces of television, science fiction, character exploration that I have ever seen. It's such a simple premise. The episode opens with a strange probe being encountered. It zaps Picard. He gets knocked out. Then it switches to him waking up in a place that he has no memory of, doesn't belong in. He still remembers himself as Jean-Luc Picard, but everyone else around him is treating him like he is somebody else who has been ill for a few days and has just woken up from a terrible fever. We follow him as he lives an entire lifetime in this place. He comes to terms with the fact that he can't leave, that there is nowhere to go, there isn't space travel in this location. It doesn't matter how long or how hard he tries to hold on to his memories of his life before. He just has to accept that this is where he lives now and this is who he is to these people. He accepts it. And he has children and then grandchildren. And he is living in a town that is part of a dying civilization. It's so tragic what is happening there. And it's so well done because you really do believe that time is passing. The story that is told in this place, you see his friends get older, you see him get older, you see him behaving differently. Again, it's Patrick Stewart being amazing. It's beautiful. Of course, the whole time there are people trying to resuscitate him on the Enterprise. You know that he's not there, but you spend so much time with him in that place that you almost forget, or it becomes less important to you than the story that is being played out. I think it's a really cute device because you in some way feel a little bit of what Picard's experience is, that there was that life, there is that other place, there is that person who was the captain of the Enterprise, and that's over there, but here, this is more real now. And he goes right through to being incredibly old, and you can see that this planet is dying. You can see that the change, you know, that the sun is too strong. They have to adapt to life where you have to keep covered up from the sun all the time. And then it's revealed that all of the people Oh no, I just started to talk about it and I was going to cry again. Oh, this episode is just so powerful. Can I get through this without crying? All of the people that he experiences being friends and family were real people, and that the probe has been created by this civilization in the hope that somebody could be zapped by it and they would be remembered because they knew they were dying. They knew that their planet was going to be destroyed. It is so shattering. Oh dear. And in this episode, this person that Picard becomes in this place, he learns to play a little flute and he develops a love for music and this instrument, which then carries on. And the episode I talked about before, Lessons, he's playing this flute. After he wakes up from this experience, which is like half an hour later on the Enterprise, he's lived an entire lifetime. All of it, he's lived his whole lifetime in this place, has become that person, has become part of that culture, and then suddenly is snapped back to his actual real life. After that happens, I can't remember exactly whether the probe beams it across or something, or they find it. I can't remember what it is, because usually by this point I'm sobbing. The actual flute that he had on that planet is inside the probe, and he gets it at the end. And oh, the moment when he holds it in his hand and opens it and starts playing it. Oh, I'm crying now. Well, I'm very nearly crying. All my eyes have welled up. It's so poignant when he's playing the flute at the end and he plays the song that he wrote for his child. Oh, dear. Remember when I was saying I cry at everything? This is what it is. And I feel a bit silly recording this and being tearful, because it's just an episode of Star Trek, right? But this is the power of story. It's the power of story, but also the power of excellent performances. For me, this is the heart of science fiction, that you can have a story which is so rooted in the human condition within a sci-fi context. And it's beautiful. I was going to say it makes me cry every single time, but also it seems it makes me cry just talking about it. Oh dear. Right. I'm gathering myself together now. I've blown my nose. I cut that bit out. Nobody needs to hear that. But it's an incredible episode. Patrick Stewart is magnificent in it. I think, if memory serves, from an interview, he said that that was his favourite ever episode. And yeah, that is, it is just an astonishing piece of television. It is utterly beautiful. But, you know, bring a box of tissues if you're going to watch it again. That's it for today. I didn't expect this to make me cry, but it did. But it's fine. It's crying for a good reason. It's crying because something is so beautiful and so perfect. Aren't we lucky that we get to experience these stories? I hope that wherever you are, whatever you're doing listening to this, that you feel safe and not stressed, and that you're able to have a nice rest soon. Speak to you tomorrow.